على آله وصحابته الغر الميامين وعلى كل من صار على منواله واقتفى أثره واحتدى بهداه بإحسان إلى يوم القرار والخلود والقيام والثبات والدين. أما بعد أي كوماندانت ITS Immigration Training Service Kano, respected brothers and sisters, permit me to stand on the existing protocols. Please take your seat. All of you, I say to you, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today is the 28th day of the month of Rabi'ul Awwal. Rabi'ul Awwal. 1447 after Hijrah of the Prophet from Makkah to Medina. Hijrah, is it immigration or emigration or migration? You know better. I don't know. Me, I know Sabi. Na you Sabiya. To me, Hijrah. Whether immigration at the end or immigration from the beginning or semantical choice, migration. Hijrah is Hijrah. And then in bracket is the 20th day of the month of September 2025 CE and not 80. Don't say 80. Yes, I have been saying in time with that number that it will be a catastrophic mistake, a pathological mistake to use the term or the latest 80. Because 80, if I ask you, you tell me 80 after the day, who dies? If you say after day, then I ask you, who died? Don't tell me Jesus, the Quran is against it. وَمَا قَتَلُوا وَمَا صَلَبُوا. They have neither killed on it. Now you say he died. Take it. So preferably, to be on the safer side, just say CE Christian era. Okay. That's the date, sir. The topic is mind-boggling. Not really. Because talking about amana, you know amana? Allah says, "Inna arna al-amanata 'ala as-samawati wal-ardi wal-jibali fa'abayna an yahmilnaha wa ashfaqna minha wa hamalaha al-insanu innahu kana dhaluman jahula." This is chapter number 33, Surah Al-Ahzab. We bestowed trust on the heaven and earth and the mountains, and they became afraid, and they became skeptical of it. They trembled. They politely said, "Oh Allah, we will not be able to take it." وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانِ. Here he is, a man. The man took it up. But إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا. This is man. Man is by nature, by default, ظَلُومًا, ever transgressive. جَهُولًا. A pathological, ignorant entity. These things characterize all of us. To tell you, the issue of amana is something very, very, let me call it scary. Unless it is handled with utmost care, it plunges you into the cesspool of Allah's ostracization, permit me, or wrath, or excommunication. I'm not here to define what is immigration. You are the people. You are who know all on that. You are the gladiators, the luminaries, not very few. But I know immigration has been on in human life. People leaving one part of the world to other part. Reaching there, they have immigrated. They migrated. Now it is an amana, you know. And they are saying for all people to achieve Allah's endorsement, Allah's acceptance, Allah's pleasure, You need to do things diligently, competently, scrupulously, and professionally. Otherwise, you end up being X down. You see, if you want to achieve something achievable, something achievability, you need five things. First, discover a course of action. In Arabic, we call it what? تحديد الهدف في الحياة الإنسانية. That is number one. Number two, make initiative. Initiate for you to set finish it, quote unquote. If you initiate, you got to finish it. That's my English. Initiate, finish it, quote unquote. That is number one and two. And number three, sustainability. When something is started, due to the end. That's very important. And number professionalism. Here comes the point. Do things in a way and manner that are pleasing to Allah, the Almighty. Professionality, due process, decorum, in the exercise of your national service as immigrant officers, immigration officers, is something that cannot be, its importance can hardly be overemphasized, can scarcely be overstated. It's a trust. Allah chooses you. I don't want to say chose you. He chooses you. He has chosen and you. He's on choosing you. Chooses you. Mark my English well. For you to behave rationally, not irrationally. Professional, not unprofessionally. And finally, you are going back to your creator, your nourisher, your cherisher, your owner, your, if you like it, manufacturer. That is Allah. Because our lives are between DOP and DOD. Lives are juxtaposed between the day of your birth, D-O-D, and the day of your death, D-O-D. And in the process, you are going to be, let me say, attacked by D-D-D, dropping down date. O-G-D-D, going down date. This is, you can't deny it. So, let me look at an amanah in the light of the following verses. I'm going to be giving you one verse in chapter 33. Quickly read chapter number 8, verse number 27. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Quran is talking. Listen. Before I go further, oh, I have forgotten. I had intended first to make some comments on the reciter that you played in the recitation. You son of my favorite reciter of Quran. Who can tell me his name? The reciter, he played this recitation. Yes, sir. Muhammad Ayub? No, sir. Politely, no. Yes, sir. With oral said, I say capital, no, sir. Yes, again? Sheikh Muhammad Ayub. Who is that? No, sir. Yes. Ali Jaber Al Barka. How someone says Al Barka? He says, no way. It's not the one. You can't tell me the name of the reciter? Lake what?
Khusri.
Sadiq Menshawi?
Sheikh Mahmoud
Khusri. Khusri, no, ma. Allahu Akbar. The man has not been known by all. His name is Zaki Umar Daghestani. That's his name. A Sheikh Zaki Umar Abdal from Dagestan. Of he was born in the year 1925. He died in the year 2004 in Mecca. He was born in Mecca and brought up there as well. But his roots from Dagestan. In the Caucasus, he lost his sight and eyes when he was 1 year and a half old. Allahu Akbar. لما ولد فقد بصره أيام كان صغيرا وهو ابن سنة ونس شيخ زكي عمر الداغستاني is the one you play this recitation. Not Sheikh Ayub from Myanmar. That's one from Myanmar.
That is
Obama, who died last 3 years. But this man died for more than 21 years. Counted 2004, he died. Remember the name? Sheikh Zaki Dagestani. You listen to the recitation, it's very, very vibrating. It makes you have connection to Allah the Almighty. The huruf he produces very excellent. Rahimallahu Sheikh Zaki Umar Ad-Dagestani. Born in Mecca, died in Mecca in the year 2004. Like, he lived for 79 years. Okay. Now, Allah says in chapter number 8, verse number 27, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَخُونُوا اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولُ وَتَخُونُوا أَمَانَاتِكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Listen. Allah says, O you who believe, Allah is addressing the believers exclusively. لَا تَخُونُوا اللَّهَ. Don't prove to be honest to Allah and His message, and being dishonest concerning the trust repose on your necks. Here comes the word. وَتَخُونُوا أَمَانَاتِكُمْ. When you know.
Being a police officer is an amana.
Being a military officer is an amana. Being an imam mounting the pulpit on a weekly basis delivering someone is an amana. There is an amana between you and your wife, you and your children, you and your officers. Amana between you and the commandant. Is your high officer, there is a manner, obey him, carry out the orders diligently, competently, professionally, in a way and manner pleasing to Allah, not displeasing to the Almighty. Whoever asks you to disobey Allah, لا طاعة له, he shouldn't be obeyed, because لا طاعة لمخلوق في مثل خالق. These are just instances and examples. So, careful about this very ayah. Similarly, in chapter number 23, Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَأَهْلِهِمْ رَاعُونَ. The true believers are those concerning their trust, amanati, وَأَهْلِهِمْ, and their engagement or covenant, ra'un. They grudgingly preserve this thing. Stick on amana. Amana. So, what is amana? In a hadith, the hadith is reported by Imam al-Bukhari. Hadith number 33. Hadith 33. And Muslim, hadith number 59. And the hadith is on the authority of the Prophet ﷺ says, he says, Ayatul Munafiqi Thalathun. Okay. The signs, the characterizing features of a munafiq, hypocritical tendency, there are three things to identify for you and to you a bloody munafiq. There are three. إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبُ. Whenever he talks, he lies. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. Allahu Akbar. Let's open his mouth. Become a liar. If you are of this attitude, you are a confirmed munafiq. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. And you know munafiqun? In the Quran, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ and nothing. The hypocrites are in the bottommost part of the hellfire. Never will you get for somebody to help. So the signs of a munafiq are three. Let's read the hadith. إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبْ Number one. وَإِذَا وَعَدَ أَخْلَفْ When he promises, he breaks the promise. Then وَإِذَا أَتُمِنَ خَانْ Here comes the point. مَحَلِّ الشَّاهِدْ وَإِذَا أَتُمِنْ Whenever he is entrusted, خَانْ He proves to be a cheat, dishonest. Now the ball is in your court. You score and miss score. May Allah make you score the ball. In other words, you are respected people representing an important, you know, engagement in life. Dealing with those who come to our country and go out is an amana. If you allow bribery, dishonesty, nepotistic tendency, nepotism, to character, to moral standing, then before Allah Almighty on Al-Qiyamah Day. Yeah, so the topic is it hard? Uprightness and morality in immigration service as an amana given onto you on your neck. Now, here are three things. Who is giving the amana? Allah. To whom is it given? You, respected people working in this important engagement, from top to down. And what's the nature of the amana is very, very tasking, very, very demanding.
Okay.
Very, very sapping. Allow me, you know, sap. Sap. So, here's the nature of amana. In a hadith, those vandalized amana will be brought tied down on the day of Al-Qiyamah. Wallahi Azeem. Jahannam in their presence. They will be compelled to look into the hellfire. The angel will be telling them, look at the amana you scandalized during your life. Look at it. And the man will see. Clearly will be shown to him or to her. Angel will tell him, go down and take it, bring it out. That will be on the day of Al-Qiyamah. يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ On such a day, no father, no mother, no إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ What? Salim. Only those who go to Allah with clean and clear mind. You can never ever go to Allah on that day and your hand is full of corruption, misdoing. Okay? Allahu Akbar. Giving trust to them not to be trusted. Just because of family connection. Corruption, corruption, corruption. Allahu Akbar. That day will come. Look at the amana given to you during your service, during being a student, being a whatever. Asoso border. Sene border. Ela Konji border. After Sene border going to Benin Republic. Or there in Borno, Amchide. Or Kwangolan. You did there plenty. You will be asked. Look at the amana. You vandalize because of your standing, because you belong to XYZ. Now it's Al-Qiyamah. There is nobody, no lawyer, nobody, no anybody. Your day will either see you through or see you down. That is Al-Qiyamah. The man will look at the man and say, he knows it. Angel will tell him, go inside the hellfire. And he will go. Effortlessly, he was about to take it, it goes down again. Keep in, keep on following it. Repeatedly, endlessly, ceaselessly. Inna lillahi were in Eden. Such is the end of somebody.
Okay.
Being mistrust. Being as he desires, as he wishes. Manner is something very, very important. I repeat it. Ayatul Munafiqi Salafun. In this hadith, hadith 33, Bukhari, 59, Muslim, Bukhari and Muslim, Muttafaqun Ali. You know our terminology in hadith, Muttafaqun Ali. Okay? The Sahabi of the hadith is Abu Hurairah. The signs to discover a Munafiq are three in this narrative. He talks, he's a liar. Okay? When he promises, he breaks the promise. When a trust is given unto him, he proves a cheat. An example, somebody, this is a good, a simple example. People's chicken. I'll give an example. They sell chicken, the chickens are slaughtered, but the abdominal content are removed. In one compartment, they only give you the choicy part of it. Where is the leg? The leg.
What about the head? I said the leg.
Who have it? Not you, man. The man buys chicken, give him everything. But they collect these things and resell. They are chopping a manna. They are devouring a manna. Believe you me. The thing is very simple. In an academic cycle or system, somebody undermark and overmark a student. Because brown envelope crosses the hand. He's not deserving you give him. You are scandalizing the amana given unto you. You, as a lady, a wife, and a husband. He gives you money to go to the hospital for antenatal or prenatal care. He gives you 100,000.
What you spend is only
20,000. The remaining 18,000. You forget the same. You are eating haram. Not doing amana. Be very careful. The life can be slippery. The life is temporary. Okay? More temporary than temporariness itself.
The life is transitional.
More transient than transition itself. Soon we depart this life. Some will come after us. As we came after some, but then behind. La ilaha illallah.
The nature of your assignment is tasking, I said it earlier.
It's tasking, demanding, and challenging simultaneously.
So these are some of the Quranic verses talking about amana.
The whole life is about amana.
Your eyes are amana
given to
by Allah.
Don't send your eyes looking at things forbidden. It's an amana. Your hand is amana. Don't place your hand on property not belonging to you. Illegitimately, illicitly, illegal. You are for illegality and God. Illegality characterizes your way of living. Amana. Your kids, children, your issues are entrusted in your care. If you don't teach your kid Quran, that is, you are treating amana shabbily. Oh yeah. Your kid should know the Quran. Is it not gratifying to hear this young man is a worker with you reading the Quran? My sister reading the Quran. And especially, look at the ayah she reads. Just take one ayah. Ayah number 18 in chapter number 59. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ittaqullaha wal tanzuru nafsum ma qaddamat lighadin wa ittaqullaha. إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. That is Surah Al-Hashr. Surah Al-Hashr. Verse number 18. Look at the ayah, because it has connection to our topic of discuss. Listen to the ayah, Shireh. Just one ayah. Ayah number 18. Allah says, O you who believe, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. O ye who believe, keep your duty to Allah. That is the taqullah. Fear Allah. How do I fear Allah? I keep his do's and keep away from his don'ts. Do pray, I pray. Be truthful and I want to be quiet. Be humble, I want to be. Be a PKS, perpetual knowledge seeker. PKS, perpetual knowledge seeker. I am one. Many things. Do. Don't commit zina, fornication, adultery, lying, character assassination, denigrating people, unjustifiably, spilling the blood. You keep the do's and don'ts. That's the message of the ayah there. And every soul should look at what is prepared for tomorrow. Tomorrow is Al-Qiyamah Day. Allah is well, is all informed on all you're doing. That's the ayah she quoted, the first one in her second attempt. So I salute you, my sister. Keep on trying. Okay? Keep on trying. Quran is like this. The ayah is directly connected to our topic. When it comes to Qiyamah. Now, I will analyze some 10 points to help you in maintaining uprightness and good ways. But before then, let me give you verse or ayah number 30 in chapter number 41. And again, verse number 13 in chapter number 46. The first ayah Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم تعدون. Now, now, okay. Those who say Allah is our Lord and they are upright. So look at the uprightness. So mastaqamu, istiqama. Istiqama is the totality of maintaining right way. Come to us, it is
part of uprightness.
Contractually, you are supposed to come to the office, for example, by 8 in the morning. You come by 11. 2 hours down the drain. And you're looking for your pay at the end of the month. And you claim to be a Muslim. You become a pseudo Muslim. A nominal Muslim. Nominality characterizes you and not activity. Come to the office by 8 o'clock, leave at the time stipulated. You come 11, you leave much earlier than the time stipulated. And he said, what is your iman? Your Islam should be in action in whatever you do. So look at this ayah. If I give you any verse, go and present the Quran. I deal with numbers of the Quran. I want to be Quranically catapulted, sunnatically characterized, attitudinally moralized, not demoralized. Being an officer or undergoing training in IT, you are detached from Islam. You are a Muslim before you're born, when you're born, as you live, as you die. You're going to meet your creator later. This is the first ayah. I take it again. Chapter number 41, surah Fussilat, ayah number 30. Cross check it. Talks about istiqama, thumma istiqama. That is of rightness. Similarly, in Surah Al-Ahqaf, Surah Al-Ahqaf, that is chapter number 46. Verse number 13, the same message.
الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون.
That's Al-Ahqaf. Who say Allah is Allah and they maintain uprightness? One man says, Ya Rasulullah, tell me what I should hold on to. He says, Ul amantu billah thumma istaqim. Keep on saying, I believe in Allah and I maintain uprightness. I will never give bribery. Never to be given and never to give. That's how we expect immigration officers in this service to represent this moral rectitude, this moral uprightness, this moralizing behavior. Come to office in time, on time. As a trainee, I think you are getting knowledge there, aren't you? Let me tell you, if you want to acquire knowledge, you need MOPCI. You need motivation. In any academic pursuit, you have to be motivated. Oh yeah. During our university days, we used to be motivated by our parents, by the sheer effort of our colleagues. Oh, the first in the classroom, next time I'm gonna be motivated. You have to be motivated. That's a trait. And that's a trait as well. That is it. You should be organized. Learning processes should be punctuated by organizational arrangement. I'm going to read 2 pages in the morning of a book, 2 pages in the afternoon, in a day, if you want to be bookish, bookworm, read. As a trainee, I told you earlier that you have to be PKS. You remember it? What do I mean by PKS? It's part of my methodology. As I talk, I ask. What do I mean by PKS? You have to be PKS. Our mothers, what is PKS? Brothers, what is big? Yes, sir. Perpetual knowledge seeker. As a Muslim, you keep on learning continuously, ceaselessly, endlessly. That is PKS. As a trainee, what books given to you by the trainers now? Otherwise, you become a dropout. You waste your species, you know. So, M, motivation, or organization, P, participation. For you to learn, learning system is participatory in nature. You can never ever learn in isolation. You got to participate. Because a tree doesn't make a forest, they say. A finger does not eat noodles. Make a trial. Try and see. A finger cannot eat noodles. Yes, they butter chintalia. The husband tells you this. It's not going to be that. A hand does not clap. Two hands. One broom, single, cannot sweep the room. In other words, teamwork is a necessity. In this precious, professionally guided engagement, immigration service. Immigration, wonderful. We have seen immigration services in America, in Italy. I mean, they work briskly.
They subject you to some rigorous questions. I went to Italy just last May. By the time I arrived in Roma, before going to Napoli, Napoli is one of the cities, it was marble, you know. It captivated me, the nature, the diligence, the profession. So I want to know, but I don't know. I want to see these plus these in the Nigerians. But it can only be achieved if a man is maintained religiously, grudgingly. If corruption is turned away, uprooted, kill corruption, else it kills you naturally. Nepotism, nepotistic immorality should be thrown to the garbage. Otherwise, you cannot make any impact. Okay, that's one. M, motivation. O, organization. P, participation. C, cooperation in learning process. The teacher cooperates with you by coming to the classroom. You, the trainee, get ready to reciprocate the gesture, reciprocal gesture. That is cooperation. A, attention. Attention, attention. The Frenchman says, attention, meaning you got to be attentive. No learning can have a meaningful impact without attention. And mark you, attention is two-way traffic. There is mental and physical attention. Physicality does not necessarily the water. Okay, you have to be attentive physically and mentally. You are now here listening to me as your brother. If you are here physically, but mentally in contemporary, you cannot learn. As an example, we call this dualization of attention in analytical analysis. You got to be attentive. As trainee, and directly the trainee. It's not a training school. What is the meaning of ITS? That T stands for what? So you are trainee. Am I correct? And there are the trainers. Correct? And there is training itself. Three things. The trainers, you should be ready to train. The trainee, it is for you. I'm giving you mop, carry, F, B, C. It's part of a manner. M, motivation. I'm repeating. Because what is off-repeated is off-assimilated. And it has likelihood of being activated. Motivation, organization, participation, cooperation, attention. They say attention is gateway to unlock your memory. Oh yeah. If you read the Quran without attention, you see the Quran in chapter number 29, Allah says, Kitabun أَنْزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ مُبَارَكٌ لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ وَلِتَذَكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ Surah Sad or chapter Dawood, another name for it. Verse 29. It is the book given to you for you to cogit, to ponder, to think about. Pay attention. That's motivation, organization, participation, cooperation, attention, readiness, readiness, readiness. Are you ready? Knowledge? That's R. And finally, I, intention, the father of invention. Constitute the whole meaning of what you put.
Welcome to the
So now, number one, for you to render your services as a trainee, as a trainer, as an employee, posted to our own borders. Our borders today, let me say, our portals today. Permit me. Because I have been to all of Nigerian borders. All of them. Obubra, in Cross River, around Ogoja. You go to places like Indora, Pongola, Amchide after Burma,
If you go to Morocco, same border, they are almost porous. Corruption thriving. Corruption. Act of irresponsibility. Nepotism. Just like I was talking to some NDLA officers just last 2 days. An example. NDLA, you know, they're doing a wonderful job. Recently, they caught cartels of drugs in Amafo Kano around Konadawaki, you know, Konadawaki Kano. I told them one day I was traveling to Ghana at NM2, or is it NM1? In Lagos. Then one young man, an employee of the NDLA, saw me. He came greeting, Yashir, you know, is that interfering? I'm going to Accra, Kotoka Airport in Accra. Then I asked him, how are you doing? He said, well, Yashir, we're just managing. Like how? He said, wallahi, one day I caught a man red-handed with drug dealer, wanted to travel, and he was caught by the nemesis. I handcuffed him, sent him to the appropriate quarters for him to be dealt with appropriately. But you know what, Sheikh? He said, no. A week later, I saw the same man, with quantities going. He said, Oga, Nami, where you catch last week? Nami, where you catch last week? I said, what kind of English is this? La ilaha illallah. Where is amana? Where is professionalism? Where is God consciousness? We claim to be Muslims. Our friends claim to be Christians. Does Jesus Christ, alayhi salam, preach things like this? To be dishonest? To be partial? To be driven by the negative system of nepotism? Until your righteousness, says the Bible, superseded the perishing, ye shall by no way go to the heaven. In the Bible. I know it. I teach it. I teach comparative studies because I once lived in the southern part of Nigeria. You got to know. But you claim to follow Jesus. You claim to follow Muhammad. And your behavior is like an armed robber. A'udhu billah. Like an armed robber. An armed bandit. Money. Mauna come. Regardless of legality or illegality. You are a shameful representation of immigration service. Commandant, sir, you have a big duty. Those of you under him, you have duty. You have to come together, to work together, for good togetherness. I ask Allah to help you, give you the capacity, the ability to do the job well. May Allah bless you all. But you cannot cheat Allah. Muslim, just nominally. You claim to follow Jesus Christ. Jesus in the Quran is mentioned in 24 places in my Quran. We know him. We love him. He was a Muslim. He is a Muslim. Quranically, even biblically. Read the book of St. Matthew. I'm not for that. I'm telling you, you cannot claim to be somebody and you're not holier than thou. Verbally, easier said than done. Number one. Number two, for you to maintain your service diligently, competently, scrupulously, professionally, in the English lexicon here, you have to be God fearing. Wallahi. Number three, you have to be honest. Number four, be dedicated. Number five, be competent. Merit should see you here, not demerit. Today, Meritocracy is not in the offing. Number six. The PKS. I keep on repeating. Read. As Muslims, let me throw this challenge to you. How many times a month you read the Quran from cover to cover? I need answer. Adawetu. How many times a month you cover the Quran? From Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen to Min Al Jinnati Wan Nas. How many times a week? In a month? La hawla wa la quwwata. Twice a month. Excellent. That means he is reading after every 15 days. Fortnightly, correct? Congratulations. Allah said, ya kari. Jazakumullah khair. My sisters, how many of you read in the Quran? Monthly, how many? My sister read the Quran at the opening. How many times do you read the Quran completely from cover to the cover on monthly basis? Sisters. Allahu Akbar. As Christians, those who are not Christians, if you are Christians here, how many times in a month do you read from the book of Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy in the Old Testament to the last book, the book of Revelation in the Bible? How many times do you read? You're not bookish. There is disconnect to your spiritual realm, and you want to maintain a manner? No. Spirituality is sin qua non, is the Roman expression. If you want to achieve something, to be achieved. I think, sir, I have to get a full stop because of the class soon, but they are in the office. Now I'm telling you just some points. If you want to maintain a manner in this important body, this important service. I told you the first one, the second, the third one. You have to be grounded in knowledge. You have to know the meanings of immigration service. What is it demanded of you? What do you have? Not just paper qualification. You may have your master's, your PhD, your professorial gap. That is immaterial. Let's get the tools. Not paper. Today there is got honor degree. No, wait. Oh yeah, Cotonou degree. Not you so? Nah, so. So try to get good degree. Which you are 2-2, which you are even third class, if you have the substance. That is most important. But try to clear all your papers. In this training, I ask Allah to give you clear all your papers. Inshallah. To come out excellently, to do excellent job for excellent reward before Allah on the day when excellence benefit the excellent ones. That is three. Number four, you have to be patient. Patience characterizes all human beings. The law of patience. Please, I want you to access a book on the internet. The name of the book is audio book. It's on the net. Name 23 Laws of Life. The Law of Satisfaction. The Law of Patience. It keeps on analyzing. You get a lot of things to benefit therefrom. So you have to be patient as a worker. If somebody, an immigrant, come into Nigeria, he behaves negatively, be tolerant, be patient, treat him in a human way. Maybe he doesn't know. Okay? Then say, I am an officer and I'm going to deal with you. You draw your gun. That doesn't help. Try to control the mind. It's better than just imposing your personality. that helps you become a good immigration officer. Number five, be understanding. Somebody is thrown, let's say from Gaza. Oh Allah, save Gaza.
Amen.
From the cheat, from the terrorism of Netanyahu. Let me be bluntly clear. And his cohort. Just an example. He comes to Nigeria, understand his debilitating situation. Give him shelter. I'm not saying to skip the code of activities. Okay? The due process should be maintained. But carry human affairs. Number six or number seven. Keep updating yourself. Yeah. Update yourself. If you don't update, you become stagnant. Even stagnant water, you can't purify yourself with stagnant water. But the flowing water is purified. Be a flowing one. Get what is good, flush out what is negative. Keep on updating yourself, especially in this field of immigration services. Number six. Be a good host. A good host to an immigrant. You know what happened? والذين تبوأوا الدار والإيمان من قبلهم يحبون من هاجر إليهم ولا يجدون في صدورهم حاجة مما أوتوا ويؤثرون على أنفسهم ولو كان بهم خصاصة ومن يوق شح نفسه فأولئك هم المفلحون. Chapter 59. Allah talking about the Medinan people who embrace the migrating brothers from Mecca. They embrace them. They give them shelter. Behave like this. As a Muslim. Don't say no. According to the rule of engagement. No. Go through the Quran. You should be Quranically taught. Quranically engineered. In the engineering of accepting people coming to the nation. Don't forget about good behavior. Smiling at the face of the people. And number eight, smile, but positive smiling. Our prophet used to smile all over, but not laughing hysterically. Don't give hysterical laughter because it kills the heart, says the prophet. In the hadith of Tirmidhi, he says, وَلَا تُكْفِرُ الدَّئِكَ فَإِنَّ كَثْرَةَ الدَّئِكِ تُمِيتُ الْقَلْبِ. In Tirmidhi. Don't laugh hysterically. Hysterical laughter kills the heart. It makes you morally at the lower end of it. Number, is it 8 or 9?
9.
9. 9. Maintain good working relationship with your colleagues. Don't be a nuisance. Don't be a cantankerous guy, you know? Cantankerous guy, quarrelsome. Don't be of good attitude. Somebody cheats you, give him good things. If somebody, you know, character assassinates you, give him a good meat to eat, give him water. In fact, billeti he has an. فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا ذُو حَظٍّ عَظِيمٍ وَإِمَّا يَزْغَنَّكَ. In chapter number 41. If somebody does bad to you, don't say no. Tip for tat is a good game. No, it's not a good game. It's not. But I'm not telling you that you should be, no. You should be tolerant at a manageable level. Yeah. A time comes when tit for tat is a good game, but not all time. Am I talking? Am I communicating? Am I? Beautiful. Number 10, the last of all. Remember, one day, this uniform as an immigration officer, you know, you wear one general uniform will be with you. That is your shroud, your kafan. Lil kafani will shroud you one day. By the time you drop dead, they're going to bathe you, they're going to pray on your dead body, they're going to enshroud you. You're going to be taken to your second home. Each and every human being has three homes or three rooms. Room number one is the womb of the mother. Allahu Akbar. Allah says, وَنُقِرُّ فِي الْأَرْحَامِ مَا نَشَاءِ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّىٰ. We establish